the station.
Welcome back to the Living Dead Minute, the daily podcast where we resurrect, revitalize, and reanimate George Romero's A Night of the Living Dead 1 minute at a time in order. I'm Matt with the Savage Land Podcast.
I'm Rachel from the Savage Land Podcast.
And I'm Jason from That Might Be Cool.
All right, we are here at minute 10. Minute 10 starts with Barbara running, like we thought what might happen. It came true. She's running.
Yeah.
And the movie ends with Barbara running around a house.
I almost said we're like Nosferatu, but I meant Nostradamus, so...
Yeah, those are different people. Different folks.
Slightly different.
Slightly.
Yeah, just a little different.
Only slightly. She
But I think this minute proves that Barbara can run like a champion.
Well,
she does fall quite a bit still.
Yeah, but she still goes.
I think I think the first 30 seconds of this minute, she's doing well. It's like, okay, yeah, Barbara's good at running. And then right around that 30 second mark, she falls and then she just runs real goofy. It's, I don't know. Barbara's got a weird relationship with running.
Yeah, well, she does eat it pretty, do a pretty good solid eating it after, so she runs, Billy the grabby hand zombie shuffles.
He shuffles.
I like that there's a solid good scene with Billy just kind of slowly shuffling through the woods.
Yeah, as she's running.
And she's just like top speed running.
Yeah, that was a good shot of him coming out of the woods. I really liked that shot.
I did too. I also liked the shot of her running down the road when they obviously had the camera mounted on the back of a car or something.
Yeah.
Filming her.
Yeah, it was actually... George Romero says he was in the back of a pickup truck.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
that was a good shot.
That's cool.
Anyway, we see off in the distance a farmhouse.
We do see a farmhouse right after she's run through a very pretty meadow of flowers.
Yep, and then she arrives at the farmhouse, finds it locked, and then eats it super hard on the grass.
Yes. the thing that she grabs, is that like a gas pump?
Yeah, it's a gas pump.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't quite sure what that was. It's just sort of randomly there.
Well, you can go ahead and put that one in the foreshadow department.
Mm.
Oh, that's true. Oh, wait. No, I don't know what's going on.
Foreshadow. That's better than three shadow.
That's true.
Yes. Yeah.
Not quite as good as five shadow, though. five shadow is what I've got going on right now from my... lack of shaving.
Yeah, 5 o'clock shadow.
but no, this is we can call this the running minute.
It's definitely a lot of running, and this is the minute that we also say goodbye to the famed and beautiful Pontiac that they've been using.
Yep. And where's Johnny? We don't know.
We don't know where Johnny is. He's probably gone, right?
Well, we don't know if he's alive or dead.
He's probably gone. There's no way we'd see him again.
He might just, you know, be passed out in the cemetery.
He's just sleeping.
He's just...
We don't know.
He went away to a farm where he could be free to run as much as he wanted. Or, no, sorry, wait, that was my dog. Sorry, never mind.
That was Old Yeller.
That was Old Yeller.
No, I mean, I don't have much for this minute other than some pretty extraordinary running and good quality crash on the grass.
I got some stuff. Rachel, do you also?
No, I do not.
What you got, Jason?
So I was just gonna say, first of all, that zombie strut when he's exiting out of the forest there is just fantastic. I think it's really,
I agree.
Really the best look at that. But then I think they found out very early on that they had one sort of type of shot that they had figured out. Better than any other shot, and that is the super extreme camera angle of Barbara grabbing things and looking around distressed.
That is true.
Yeah, that's what kind of leads into what I mentioned a couple minutes ago with Barbara.
Exactly.
Looking distressed.
This is because they've done it like 8 times at this point. She grabbed the headstone, she grabbed the gas pump, she's about to grab a house, she grabbed the ground both times that she fell and like turned around and looked at things distressed like...
Do you think Barbara just has a really hard time with gravity?
She just constantly has to grab things to readjust.
Well, I think
whoa.
I think maybe the earth is shaking, and it's actually not the camera. Like, the camera stays level to the ground, but it's just everything's moving, and so Barbara keeps having to adjust to it.
Oh, so not only is it the day one of the zombie outbreak, it's also the global earthquake.
Yeah.
The nonstop earthquake. Global earthquake.
Exactly. just consistent earthquake. It's like San Andreas times 5. Hmm. Dwayne Johnson's got nothing on this one.
Oh, man, I don't ever want to... Let's never speak of that movie again.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's inaccurate about the tectonic plates? It's not even the right type of friction that would cause that type of thing? Or is it any of the other 50 reasons?
Yeah, just pick one.
I do want to say that I freaking told you she was going to fall. I told you. I know none of us have seen this movie before, but...
Never.
She definitely came true on what I predicted, that she was going to have a bit of a rough time.
Yeah, you're right. And she did have a rough time.
Maybe the grass was slippery.
Yeah, the grass was slippery. And it's a giant earthquake, so.
Yeah, it is. The earthquake, definitely. I shouldn't blame her, I guess, for not being able to run in the earthquake.
No,
come on.
That's not fair. But she also, as soon as she arrives on like the property of this house, her running just gets just goofier than it's ever been. She runs like
maybe it's the frantic sort of feeling of safety, and you're so close to it that you want to just hurry up and get in there.
Yeah, she's just panicking, trying to get inside as fast as she can.
I'll buy that. Yeah, I don't know. That some of the shots just kind of made me laugh out loud watching her run.
Sure, Barbara's a one in a million.
She is. Do you guys have anything else before I give you some 1968 facts?
Nope, hit us with it.
All right. Well, March 18th, 1968, just 4 days after the nerve gas leak, the gold standard is officially repealed. So the last time there was any type of gold reserve to back the U.S. paper currency, which some would say is right about the start of the U.S. Decline into debt.
Yeah, I mean, we all know how that turned out for everybody.
Yeah. It's, you know, this year, again, like, very, very interesting things start happening. And that's, you know, Robert F. Kennedy was just barely announces his entrance into the Democratic race for presidency. It's just it's a hot, especially even just March. Like March 1968 was a very significant month. So it was a
turbulent year.
Yeah, the first Battle of Saigon ended in March. Like it's a whole crazy month. But yeah, I don't know. I think that's interesting. You know, just the fact that this movie, and we haven't even touched on all the civil rights stuff that's going on in this year as well, which is the year that's credited as the end of the African American civil rights movement. So it's
nope, all sorts of
And we'll
what do you want to? Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say we'll get into plenty more things, but it's very interesting just that with such an influential and important year in U.S. history, that this movie would also come out and be the first zombie movie ever, as well as a movie that broke sort of the molds of how to make films in many different ways, you know, and yes, what could constitute agreed. A mainstream hit.
Sure.
So there'll be a lot more that we touch on there, but any
I think we're good. You want to send us off to the other?
Absolutely. You listeners can join us on social media at TLD Minute. Remember to leave us a rating or a review on iTunes. We absolutely love those. You can also send us an email to, I don't know, ghouls at tldminute.com. And you can join us next week, Monday, on the Living Dead Minute. Back on. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming back on the air after an interruption due to technical problems.
Nothing wrong with the radio. Must have been the station.